Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. Captain Pat. No, no, no. Bill the engine. No, 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 no. Rusty? Maybe?
Yeah, I'm
we
here.
Got Rusty.
Yeah, there
okay.
we are.
All right, we got Rusty. So that's at least part of the crew here. And we also have Boat Show Girl. She has returned from her Broadway run. Producing La La Land or something. I don't know. What were you doing there, Bojo Girl? What's going on?
Just helping out with plays in my town.
In your town. Yep. The west coast of Florida. She's over there, you know, okay. It's off-Broadway production, I guess. She has been working, so she hadn't been with us the last couple of weeks. But today she is, and we feel fortunate to have her.
Is she going to do like a Reader's Theater or something?
I don't know. I think she's going to do her whole entire show as a musical, I'm guessing.
She's going to be a mime.
What do you think? Can you tap dance? Can you do something for us, Bojo Girl? Come on. Yeah?
I don't know.
she's going to think about it and then let us know after the show, after we get off the air. Anyway, it's glad to have you. I'm glad to have you both. And, you know. We'll meander through without, you know, having Captain Patrick or Bill with us this week. They, you know, everybody kind of takes rotations of how long they have to tolerate me, I guess. And so it's your turn. So, so first, let's find out what's going on with Rusty, because, I mean, it's amazing he even had time for us today, as busy as he is, because there's a lot going on in Jacksonville where you're based.
It's crazy out. Right now. It really is. It's absolutely crazy, because this is our boat show. This is the 70th anniversary of the Jacksonville Boat Show at the Prime Osborne Convention Center.
Okay.
And you wouldn't believe the, which we can talk about a little bit later, the marketing that personally that Jacksonville Marine has done. And I think it's paying off. So it's a lot of work's gone into this.
Yeah. So it's the 70th anniversary.
It is.
Of the Jacksonville Boat Show.
It is. And the boat show itself this year, we always change marketing schemes and marketing companies. We've had a different one every year. Mm-hmm. This year we've used one called Ad Strategies, which does a lot of the boat shows, the majority of the boat shows, across the nation. And so they've really done a good job, which I think has been the interesting concept that they've done that we've never done before, is usually we'll start advertising, let's say, around the 1st of December, you know, for the next 2 months to let people know it's coming and stuff.
Right.
This company has not advertised anything until this past week.
And really?
Then they spend all the money within a 2-week period and saturate the market. So it looks like that's paying off. You know, it's a little scary for everybody because they're going, we haven't seen any advertising.
Haven't seen squat, yeah.
I know.
But you know, a boat show is kind of like a last-minute impulse thing to do a lot of times. I mean, anybody who is planning to attend a boat show, which, you know, that's kind of Boat Show Girl's MO. She knows the schedule far in advance because she goes to places like BoatFlorida.com or that kind of thing, right?
Right, FloridaByWater.com.
FloridaByWater, yeah. She knows this stuff in advance because she has a little more vested interest. But just some schmo on the street that like, hey, you know, it's beautiful outside. I wish I was out on the water. Hey, oh, that boat show. And they hear the ad on the radio or see some kind of, thing on TV or whatever they're doing. I think a last-minute impulse type of marketing approach probably makes a lot of sense. So obviously this team that you put together for this year's boat show felt the same. So you'll have to see how the numbers work out, I guess, through the weekend and see. Now, Boat Show Girl, what about you? Are you planning to hit Jacksonville this weekend? Are you still recovering from, you know, your off-Broadway production there and you need some downtime? What do you think?
I need some downtime because I'm actually heading to Miami. I was not going to go, but I'm going now.
Wait, go to Miami for what? What do you mean?
The boat show in about a couple of weeks.
Okay. You're saving yourself for the Miami boat show.
Yes.
I gotcha. Yeah, because, you know, if you go to Jacksonville, that's kind of like a... That's
no,
like a
no,
small
that feels slighted now. Yeah,
no, like, don't feel slighted. I mean,
I'm going with the pretty girl in Miami.
The Miami is more of an international show, though, and that would have a tendency to draw more people from outside the area. The Jacksonville Boat Show, let's be honest. I mean, that's a great local show for that Jacksonville market. Wouldn't you agree? You wouldn't argue that point, would you, Rusty?
No, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be nice to have boat show girl over at your boat show. Don't get me wrong. I mean,
I offered her free tickets.
Yeah, really? And that wasn't enough to entice?
Miami did not offer her free tickets, I'm sure.
Yeah, you probably, did you throw in two, like an extra ticket for Eisenhower
and
the Crab?
I did.
So she could bring her mascot with her?
I did.
Yeah. And that didn't do it, huh, Boat Show Girl?
It's just, I may end up having to do helping with the play this weekend as well, so.
Ah.
It's just scheduling, and it's like 4 hours up to Jacksonville, so.
And she's got to wash her hair and manicures. I mean, there's so many things that's got to be done.
Oh, okay. I wasn't going to go there. I just figured she was, you know, part of the theater, and, you know, she demands a little higher kind of stance now. I don't know, but, you know, it's, that's fine. I understand. You need some downtime. She has been working like crazy. I mean, we haven't talked to you in like 3 or 4 weeks now because you've been doing nonstop plays and things like that. Did they work any kind of boating element into this play you were producing over there in Tampa area or no? Or what was it about?
No.
Did you try to interject anything?
No, it was a Christmas thing, so it's like we finally finished with Christmas. I'm done with Christmas now.
Literally last week you were doing a Christmas play still?
Yes.
What?
3 weeks too long, yes.
Something sounds terribly wrong with this production.
Yes.
I mean, I don't get it. I mean, what was the play about? What do you mean it was a Christmas play?
It was Parfumery, so it took place at Christmas time.
Oh, okay. It just happened to be during that time.
Yeah,
and the run spilled over into January. I gotcha. It wasn't a Christmas play. It wasn't like you were doing Scrooged 2 weeks ago or something.
Nope.
Okay, all right. Fair enough, I guess. Still a little whacked, but hey, that's what we expect from these theater folks, right? They keep us on our toes.
Thespians, right? Thespians.
Yeah. You know, Boat Show Girl, you got to figure out a way, though, to tie in your plays and your theater productions into some kind of boating thing. I mean, that's what you do. Write a play about a boater.
I'm actually thinking about that, honestly.
You know, I got an idea. How about do a play about a guy who does a boating show? That is syndicated across the country, and every week he talks about his love and joy of boating and his attempt to share that with the world.
There is a connection there. We'll see.
There's a connection. She's feeling something. It's probably something like an ointment will clear up. You know, it's like a rash, but whatever. Okay. Fair enough. We'll leave it lie. Maybe you can come up with something, Rusty. That would be one of the things you could throw into the Jacksonville Boat Show to, you know, kick it up a notch. But no.
That's true. Well, you know, anything's possible. And I'm up for a good play.
Yeah, that would be unique. It's no
right.
Twiggy the water skiing squirrel, don't get me wrong. But, you know, you could do something, you know, different. You got to keep things fresh. I mean, are you doing anything different at the boat show this weekend? Do they got any special, you know, attractions going on besides all the cool boats on display and stuff or what?
You know, besides the ordinary fishing seminars and deep sea fishing seminars and all these other things that everybody does. I'm not into fishing, but I'd like to be, but I'm not. Mm. I came up with an ingenious one. Oh, I think this was... Captain Patrick would be proud. I'm sorry he's not here to hear it.
Yeah.
But
well.
I have my service writer at Jacksonville Marine. He's been there like 40 years. And so I had a character done of him, and we're calling it Sam Service Seminars. And basically he's going to do two seminars on outboard maintenance and service and changing water pumps and helping people learn how to maintain their outboard engines.
Okay, hold on.
Yes.
Rusty, this sounds ironically similar to...
I'll say Fred's Shed, because mine's much better.
Fred's Shed, our buddy Captain Keith, was doing that for the Discover Boating folks.
And where is he now? He's not doing it no more, so I had to pick it up.
All right, so your new one is called Sam's what?
Sam's Service Seminar.
Oh, geez.
Seminar, yes.
Okay.
There we go.
All right. Well, yeah. I mean, it was a good idea then. It's a good idea now with a better name.
But see, what Captain Keith didn't have that I do is once Captain Keith left, he was gone, right? Now, all these people now there that are having trouble with their issues will know Sam. No Jacksonville Marine, and so for our maintenance side, it will give them this connection to us as far as boat maintenance goes that they wouldn't have had before with an actual service tech and, you know, somebody who's been helping them. So I think this is going to be a good revenue stream.
You're going to turn him into a star.
I am.
Hey, I want to get that Sam, that crotchety guy they had at the Jacksonville boat. Can you have him work on my boat? I love it. And we got more coming up on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters. You know, there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water. But what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Arr! Why buy a house when ye can buy a houseboat?
Yarr!
Don't forget to check out the galley. That's real shag carpeting. Arr!
Baby, back her down the ramp and don't jackknife her. Let's see how many people we can fit inside her. I think we got half of the town invited for some beer on a boat on a Saturday. A few good friends just floating away. The world looks better through a cool pair of shades with some beer on a boat on a Saturday.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, first mate, that's me, along with Captain Rusty and Boat Show Girl, rounding out the crew today as we navigate the latest boating news and information. Okay, so the Jacksonville Boat Show is going on this weekend, and Rusty, are there any people just kicking back here, there at the show with a six-pack and, you know, sitting in one of your boats and just kind of kicking back like, yeah, it's nice, man. I like this.
You know, we're trying to cut down on that somewhat this year. Last year, we actually had that because we had a boat with a bar in it. And there were literally people that would go to the real bar, get their drinks, and come back and sit on the pontoon boat. And we had a group of 10 people that stayed there for about an hour and a half.
Well, there you go.
Talking.
Why not do a raft up on the convention show floor there at the Jacksonville Boat Show? I think that could be a fun event.
It could.
I would attend that, wouldn't you, Boat Show Girl? That would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
She's in. She's in. Yeah. All right. So next year you can plan.
Yeah, next year we'll look at that.
Yeah, you've got to make it bigger than just 10 people. That's what I'm thinking. You can make it a raft up. Like, take all the boats that are lined up in their aisles. Like, all right, everybody, move your boat close. Everyone, get up next. Wouldn't that be that'd be chaos. But, boy, would that be fun.
It'd make a great picture.
Yeah, it'd be like a sandbar at the convention center.
It would.
You know? Sandbar.
They could actually get off and go to the restroom.
Okay. All right. You know. Could do that.
It would have possibilities instead of just being in the water. So, yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, if you do it like most sandbar parties, they would just go right off the edge of the boat. And being that it would be the convention show floor, that'd create quite a mess. So I didn't really think through this well, did I?
Yeah, no.
Wouldn't be the first time. All right. So I know you have those new boats, the Correct Crafts?
Chris Crafts. Yeah,
right.
Chris Crafts. Some like the 1800s is when they started. This boat is so pretty. I don't know if you saw the picture on Facebook. I went to Sarasota last week and picked up our last one, our 29-foot Catalina, which I think the payments on it, I can get you in this boat for like $1,300 a month for 20 years.
$1,300 a month for 20 years.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
You're talking to me or Boat Show Girl?
Well, whoever, you know, if you got the money. But what we want to do is Chris Craft hasn't been here in a while, and so they have really stepped up. What they've done, and I think this is so cool, we found everybody who has registered a boat 22 feet and above that is in the line of a Pursuit or a Sea Ray or any of those type brands. And we sent them we mailed them a full color brochure catalog that's absolutely gorgeous. And so we sent out 1,500 of these catalogs, put a personal letter in it from me, also saying that if they call me, I'll give them free tickets to go to the boat show. So this is kind of a big deal, and it's really starting, I think, to pay off. We wanted people to know we were here. And so Chris Craft stepped up and actually paid for all that marketing for us. So I'm excited.
So that was just your own individual marketing that you did.
It was just for Chris Craft. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a good plan to me.
It was.
How many tickets did you send out? Do you know?
So far, we're right about 40.
Okay. Well.
So which is a good percentage on direct mail.
Yeah. Well, true. And those are qualified people that are very much specifically interested in that boat. So I guess that's good. How many are you displaying there on the show floor, you figure?
We have three Chris Crafts, the Launch, the Catalina, and then the Calypso. And all just absolutely gorgeous boats. And I don't know if you're familiar with the brand, but these actually are painted instead of gel. Well, they have gel coat and then the painted over the side, which is not as porous, so it doesn't get the it holds its color much better than just a regular gel coat.
Right.
The detail with the teak wood is just impeccable. This is a boat that anybody who sees a boat looks at it and goes, wow, that's pretty. Mm-hmm. You may not can afford it, but you're going to say it's pretty.
But these are those classic styled type, right?
Very much so.
Yeah.
They're not, well, they used to be solid wood. Two presidents have owned Chris Crafts over the years.
Yeah.
So this is a boat that people like to look at, they like to touch, they like to, you know,
well, you
like
don't ski off these things. You like, what do you call those? Cruisers, like up and down the intercoastal type of thing, type of boat, or what? Or a fancy dinghy?
It could be a really fancy dinghy.
Yeah.
You know, they will call them like sports cruisers, even though it'll look like a fishing boat.
Mm-hmm.
But like, we have a center console, the 29-foot is center console. Looks like a fishing boat, but you wouldn't have to actually fish off of it.
Yeah, that would be blasphemy
to fish off of.
One of those. Hey, yeah. Boat Show Girl, have you been on one of them? You know what he's talking about? You've seen those type of boats, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you get down to like the Miami Boat Show. Those are the dinghies for some of the yachts that they have on display.
Yeah.
So, up there in Jacksonville, it would just be for Buffy and Jody. You know, I mean, because these are kind of high end, right?
They are very high end.
Yeah. So these are your new high end for Jacksonville Marine. But I don't know. They other than cruising around and. I mean, who else? I mean, that's all you need a boat for, I guess, really.
That's what it's for. Yeah. You know, if it's just like the same type of person that would buy a Porsche or a Land Rover.
Right.
You know, a classic car.
Me.
And, exactly. And you're the perfect candidate.
Wait, let me take that.
An image.
I would take one of those for free.
Oh.
I wouldn't necessarily buy one, but I would take one and use it and prefer that as my
mode of
transportation.
As a radio host, I just feel like you should step up your image.
When should I start that? I mean, when I'm here today, so.
Yeah, that's true.
No, what I would do is I get one of those boats, have them, or have a friend like you just give me one, and then I wouldn't even captain it. I'd say, Boat Show Girl, take me around. I'd sit in the back and be chauffeured around by Boat Show Girl. You would do that gig, wouldn't you, Boat Show Girl?
Sure.
See? So I already got a crew. All you got to do is give me the boat. We're good to go, Rusty.
But, you know, and it would be a perfect boat. You know, if you remember my trip to Bimini, this would be a perfect boat to actually take to Bimini.
Yeah, just to cross over there and just hang out for a couple days.
It would.
It just so happens I'm going there. Next week, hopefully I'll be sharing my Bimini adventure. I'm planning to go over there and possibly do some diving with tiger sharks.
Why?
Not tiger sharks, hammerheads. But they're like 14 to 18 feet long because they're there.
I never understand why. It's like swimming with alligators.
No, this is totally different. I'd never swim with alligators, really. But the hammerhead sharks they have over in the Bahamas, oh, yeah. They have some really amazing dives over there, and I'm scheduled to go over there and have some downtime, literally. Off the boat and in the water. First time since the open heart surgery thing. So,
oh, wow.
Might as well, if I survive that, surely. Sharks are, they're nothing. And they're a lot of fun. So hopefully I'll be able to share that adventure with everyone next week. Assuming I live. There's always that issue. More coming up on The World of Boating.
You're listening to The World of Boating Radio Network.
This is The World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Rusty and Boat Show Girl. And, you know, Boat Show Girl has a lot of stuff going on. Some new blogs we got to talk about. But she was just telling me at the commercial break that this actually is a very momentous occasion today. An anniversary or something. Is it an anniversary for you being on The World of Boating for how long?
1 year.
1 year ago this week. Boat Show Girl joined us on The World of Boating, and what's remarkable is that she still agrees to talk with us. Who would have thunk it after all this year? Well, you know, it's a 1 year anniversary. Well, congratulations. I feel unprepared. I feel like we should have done something, Rusty, and you know, sang, orchestrated some kind of musical number for her. You know, a cake. You know, we could have got one of those life-size cakes and jumped out of it.
I thought Patrick was in charge of this. We talked about that.
It was his fault. Yeah. Yeah. See, he dropped the ball big time. That's so Patrick.
It is. Because we wouldn't have done that.
No.
We're much more responsible.
No, we definitely are. So, happy anniversary. I don't know. Maybe we can pull something out of our hats. I almost said something else, but... we'll come up with something to celebrate accordingly on the show today.
And you said this was Eisenhower's anniversary as well, correct?
Her mascot,
yes.
Crab, her partner in crime, Boat Show Girl and Eisenhower. Or is it Eisenhower and Boat Show Girl? What's the billing there exactly, Boat Show Girl?
I don't know. Boat Show Girl and Eisenhower, sure, why not?
No, okay. All right. I would take top billing. It's a crab. It's a hermit crab. But that's, you know... You know, pirates have parents, and Boat Show Girl has a hermit crab. And he just crawls all over her while she talks with us about boating stuff and blogs to the world. We got to talk about that because you got some new news in that regard as well. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll take a quick break, regroup. Maybe we can get one of those big cakes after all. I don't know, Rusty. I'm going to look around, see what we can find here in the broadcastoplex, and do something special for Boat Show Girl and Eisenhower next. And we'll talk about our blogs, too, on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Happy anniversary.
There you go. It is the anniversary of Boat Show Girl and Eisenhower the Crab. And we pulled out a little ditty for him. Rusty is climbing out of the cake as we speak. Oof. You could have wore clothes. That wasn't necessary, Rusty. Especially the fact that she can't even see you. I don't even have her Facebook thing, or her, FaceTime video facing you. Trust me, I spared you some serious trauma. So you are welcome and happy anniversary. That is my gift to you for your anniversary, not seeing Rusty naked. All right. So, Boat Show Girl has some big news career-wise, too. She hadn't been doing everything, Broadway or productions and theater stuff. She's managed to do some boating things in the blogging sphere. And last time we spoke, I think you were on two blogs. That has now increased to three. Is that the deal?
It will be three. Yeah, the first one was marinemarketingtools.com. And then the second one, when I was talking to you guys, I didn't reveal it, but it's moreboats.com. Uh-huh. That's where it went up, and then I'm talking to the third person right now, so I can't say anything.
Okay. She said if she told us, she'd have to kill us, and and usually she doesn't need a reason, but it sounds better that way. But these are all the same blogs or same articles? Are you writing different articles for each one?
I'm writing different articles for each one.
Okay, and so the first two were about what? What have you written on those two so far? And are they on your blog too, boatshowgirl.com? Or no?
Yeah.
And then so they're syndicating your blogs that you're doing there on their sites.
Yep.
Right? So she's providing content, valuable boating type content. And the topics are what? Like what's the latest
one? Right now it's marketing stuff because we're going through January and prepping. My latest one on moreboats.com, that's for how to market like boat shows and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, and that's also on my blog.
Okay. Feel free to use that idea of doing a raft up on a boat show floor in a convention center. She's looking at me. She's like, yeah, I like that. That's going to show up. And just take full credit for it. I don't even have to take credit for it, okay? She's like, oh, yeah, you're getting credit. Don't worry. You can take, you go out to some of the boat shows and you see if some of these, ideas that you're throwing forth work, and they're mainly for millennials, or is it for everybody?
It's for everybody.
All right. But you kind of give a little younger spin on it, though. Am I right? Sometimes? It just depends.
Possibly. Yeah.
Possibly.
New ideas.
Yeah. So when you go to the Miami International Boat Show in February, so what are you planning to do there? You obviously got that on your radar.
Yes, I'm probably going to search around and see if I could find some more work, like either blogging or helping do marketing or social networking or something. I'm looking for extra work.
Okay, all right. So she's networking at pretty much the trade industry boat show. Which is the Miami Boat Show. That's kind of the boat show that all the industry people do come together and network on that level, dealer to dealer, business to business. And also you have customer stuff going on, too. But that's kind of like the big trade show. That's what kind of differentiates the Miami Boat Show and the Fort Lauderdale Show. The Fort Lauderdale Show is a big in-water boat show. And there's obviously some networking and industry stuff going on there, too. But Miami seems to be much more industry-based. Are you with me on this, Rusty?
Yeah, no, it is. And if you want to see somebody, you know, that's in the boating industry, whether these people you see on TV or whatever, they're usually always at Miami. And mm-hmm. and you see meetings going on everywhere with, you know, people who know people.
In boating. Well, boating. Just
yeah,
actually
they're boating,
anywhere.
They're in Miami. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Everybody now, assumes if you're in boating, you're going to be in Miami.
That's true. And you are going to go there as well. After you finish up this weekend, you'll be focused on Miami.
I very much so. I'm excited. And, you know, that's my birthday weekend. And last time I was there, I turned 20.
Yeah,
I turned. Yeah, exactly. And so this time will be my birthday weekend, too, which will be the 18th, which will be on Saturday, just in case anyone was going to do the cake thing like you talked about before.
Well,
but okay. I'm going to fly from Jacksonville.
That sounds like a challenge, Boat Show Girl. He wants you to repay the favor. And I'm not sure how you're going to do that after what I saw. But anyway, yeah. Okay.
So I'm going to fly.
You're going to fly from Jacksonville down to Miami.
I am. I'm tired of driving.
Wait. Jacksonville to Miami, that can't be more than like 4 or 5 hours, is
it? I think it's right at 6.
6 hours?
Really?
From Jacksonville?
Yeah.
How far is it to drive from like Cape Canaveral to Jacksonville? It's not more than a couple, is it?
It's about 3. Daytona's an hour and a half.
Okay, Daytona's an hour and a half.
Right.
So Cape Canaveral would only be a couple hours. It's just another half hour down. Yeah.
So you got two, and
from there, it's about another 3.5. So you're talking.
Why are you trying to rain on my parade?
Did you get some like bargain airfare or something?
I didn't know, but Jacksonville Marine has to pay for it.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, fly first class.
That's what I'm thinking.
I gotcha.
I do. You know, it's one of those things. I can leave that morning. You know, on Friday morning, I think the flight leaves like at 5 or 6. I will be there before the show opens.
Mm-hmm.
So it does cut down on a good bit of travel time and stuff. And it'll be nice. I'm staying at the Intercontinental Hotel.
Ooh, fancy schmancy.
It is. With the Biscayne Bay view.
Wow. Okay, so you're paying like on the that's going to be like a $500 a night room probably, isn't it?
It's close, yeah. About four something.
Yeah, four some. Okay, yeah.
But the boat picks you up there, I think. So
it's convenient.
And you can walk to the Bayside. Exactly. I'm an important guy.
The driving and parking situation during the Miami boat show is a nightmare. There ain't no doubt. So you have the new location, though. So I guess it's a little better now, but still it's kind of crazy.
But the water taxi, I think, comes to that hotel. That's one of the reasons I picked it.
Right.
The water taxi comes to that hotel. So it's a matter of just leaving the hotel, going to the show, coming back to the hotel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, that'll lend itself well to celebrating your birthday.
Exactly.
You won't be behind any vessels that will have an issue with any birthday concoctions that you might be indulging in that weekend, I assume.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm very excited about this trip.
Mm-hmm. So would you want to hang with him for his birthday there, Bocho Girl, or help him, escort him along, or what? Scare you? like most, most normal human beings. I don't know. Are you going to be doing a little celebrating yourself there, Karen, or what do you think?
I'm actually taking a full week off, so I'm going to be doing some celebrating.
You're going to go down there for the entire week?
No, I'm splitting it up, but I may do something else down there.
Okay,
so
you may do like 3 days of the show, of the 5-day show, maybe, or two.
Possibly.
It just depends on what you see?
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, are you going to buy anything, Rusty?
Actually, I'm meeting a guy there that wants to look at a boat that they will have at the show that I might can sell him. So I'm going to be actually kind of working a good bit of the show there with some of my dealers.
Oh, okay. So they may, bring you some customers down there. So
yes,
it's going to be kind of a working thing in that regard. But
exactly.
You don't think you'll buy anything yourself. You're going to go down there and just try to prospect for new business and then celebrate your birthday accordingly.
I won't buy a boat. I always buy something. You know, you can't go to the boat show because they have all these, in Miami especially, they have all these vendors that have really cool stuff that you've never seen before. And so I always end up with some wax that's going to exactly clean the boat like it's never been cleaned before.
Right.
Something I can, you know, put on the boat that does.
Well, you might pick up some ideas for the Jacksonville Boat Show.
I think I will.
How it goes this weekend, and then you'll go down there and like, oh, we should have done that. They have this. They have Twiggy the water skiing squirrel. They have Boat Show Girl, and you know.
Oh, and you know what?
What?
I just realized this week that the Jacksonville Boat Show is the exact same week as the Surf Expo, and I can't go this year.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. And I'm going to be out of town, too. I'm running over to the Bahamas, so I'm going to miss the Surf Expo.
It's
you were kind of my cover. I used Rusty as a reason to go over there. Have you ever been to the Surf Expo, Boat Show Girl?
No, but I want to go one of these days.
Yeah, yeah. You know what it's famous for, right?
Hmm?
You know what it's known for, correct?
What's that?
It's the one trade show in the world that has the most bikini models of any other trade show. Did you know that?
I think I remember that from last year.
You heard that a year ago today on your first appearance of the World of Boating. Because, you know, it's just what we do. We cover the things that are important. It's research for the World of Boating. At least that's what we tell our wives.
Listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a PADI diver or PADI professional? Has your PADI certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit PADI.com/my story. That's PADI.com/my story. And thanks for choosing PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Scuba diving is an activity for all ages. However, immersion alone can be a stressor on the heart and circulatory system. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how to stay heart healthy as you dive next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Nearly one-third of diving fatalities are associated with an acute cardiac event. Maintain your healthy heart with proper diet and exercise. Monitoring your blood pressure, glucose, and cholesterol levels and adhering to any treatment measures prescribed by your physician is crucial, even if you've had an event like myself. After some time and clearance from a physician, you can still safely dive. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Scuba Radio.
Successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Now, what type of boat do you see yourself in?
Well, I'm not sure, but I do know that I need to be out in the open sea.
Well, you got to ask yourself some questions. Do you like speed? Do you like to hear the roar of an engine? Do you want to get from point A to point B as quickly as possible? If that turns you on, then you want a powerboat.
Okay, that's it. That's it. Power. That's me.
Well, it's one way to go. But maybe you want to slow down. You know, listen to the wind and the water. Have sunrise and sunset as your only clock. Know that you could go around the world on less than a tank of gas. Now, if that sounds good to you, then maybe you're sailors. This is not a hobby. It's a lifestyle.
I was riding on the Mayflower and I thought I spotted some land.
I yell for Captain E-Rev, I have you understand. Who came running to the deck, said, boys, forget the whale. We're going over yonder, cut the engines, change the sails. Haul on the bowline, we sang that melody like all tough sailors do when they're far away at sea.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Rusty, and Boat Show Girl rounding out the crew as we navigate the latest boating news and information. All right, so Rusty, I know there's some new bill that they're considering in Florida. And what is it called again? What is this?
It's House Bill 237.
Okay. And
it's Driving Under the Influence of Drug Act.
Driving Under the Influence of Drug Act. Okay.
So what that means, under current law, you can't drive a boat or a car and be with alcohol level over 0.08.
Right.
And recently, with the new amendment that went into effect on January 3rd, so that now marijuana has been legalized for people with certain medical conditions.
Okay.
Now people are concerned that we're going to have people stoned while boating. And they're trying to figure out how they can control
that. Wait, now all of a sudden we're going to have people stoned while boating?
Well, it's legal now to be stoned. Oh. So if you have it.
Oh, wait. You want to rephrase that. It's not legal now to be stoned while boating. It's legally, some people can get permission to get stoned, I guess. But they're not supposed to boat at the same time. And this law is what, setting up some kind of limit is in that regard or what?
Actually, it is. They're trying to set up the limit, but the problem they're having is how do you test for it, right? How can you judge the impairment without a blood test? And so
you just look at them.
Well, that's
look at
his
eyes.
You hold up some chocolate chip cookies, see if they eat them. You could do a lot of things, so that's kind of what they're looking at is how are they going to test for this? But it's this House bill where they want to figure out, and I think it's a fair question. If we're going to have laws that deal with drinking and boating and drinking and driving, then what are you going to do about other drugs? How are you going to actually prosecute? How are you going to enforce?
Well, does it talk about how they're going to measure that? I mean, is there a way to measure how much marijuana you've smoked, I guess? I don't know. Is there?
In the bill, no. Right now in the bill, and it's, I believe it's from Representative David Silvers out of West Palm Beach, and he doesn't even have a companion in the Senate yet, somebody to help him out with it, but there's no mention of how he's going to measure it. So there's a lot of questions still to be answered. It did make news as far as putting it out there of saying, hey, somebody needs to look at this. And I agree. Somebody does need to look at it.
Well, I love the munchie idea. It does.
You
wave, a Cheeto in front of a potentially stoned dude. And if he can't keep from grabbing it, lock him up.
Yeah.
I don't know. What would work for you, Bocho Girl? You have any suggestions in that regard? Or I don't know.
Nope.
She has no idea. I don't know. Yeah, you just hold up a picture of Spicoli and say, "And see, does he look like that guy?" Oh yeah, he's stoned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can pretty much look at people these days and know if they've been doing that, can't you? Their eyes are all squinty, and I don't know. It can't be rocket science to figure out just by looking at them. But I don't know. Some people can handle it or hide it better than others. So there must be some kind of medical thing they would have to check. They'd have to check some blood or something. I don't know what they would do in that regard.
And I think it's got to be the blood test that would check for it, which, because without proof, there's no way it could stand up in court. They'd have to have some way to prove it besides just thinking you look stoned or he was acting stoned.
Well, you could smell it. Like, you smell stinky, man. You got some stinky weed. Come on. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I guess anything's possible, and still don't think it'll hold up in court. So it's one of those things that I think they have a long way to go, but I think it's questions worth asking.
Yeah, or you could just tell everybody, hey, don't smoke and boat. It's kind of common sense when you think about it. Probably not a great idea to combine those two activities, not especially if you're the man in charge operating the vessel. Not encouraged. And that kind of thing. So
sounds like a campaign. Don't smoke and boat. I mean, when you said it, I thought, wow, that's a really good campaign.
Yeah. Well, okay. I could take that.
I agree.
See, our boat show expert, you know, our marketing expert even agrees with the idea. So I came up with a couple good ideas today, didn't I?
You did.
Well, or, let me see. Yep. I came up with a couple ideas. I'll take the good part out of it. The whole raft up on the, you know, the boat show floor at a convention center. I think it would look awesome. Maybe that's not really a promotion or a marketing idea as much of it just being a fun stunt. It'd just be like a gimmicky kind of thing, like just kind of a sit-in for boaters at a boat show that are tired of the same old boat show.
And a protest.
If they got stoned before they did so, it would be even way better. You hear what I'm saying?
That would be good.
Yeah, and they wouldn't be anywhere near the water. They'd just be on a convention sofa. Okay, I'll just stop because the music's starting. That's my signal to move on to other things. And that's just what we'll do till next week. So, till next time, whether it's sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Indeed it is. Say boating, everyone. Rock the boat.
Barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.